People packed the assembly chambers, filling the seats and lining the side and back walls. The Wilda Marston Theater on the same floor had a television carrying the proceedings. Outside, the two rival groups in hefty numbers cried slogans and waved signs proclaiming their positions. Just before the public hearing on the anti-discrimination amendment was about to begin, Assembly Chair Debbie Osiander announced over 170 people had already signed the list to speak.
I can tell from the contacts I've had that this is very emotional and divisive. I'm going to repeatedly ask us to be civil to each other and to be respectful and to be somewhat formal in this discussion to help ensure that that happens.
For the next 4 hours, over 80 people spoke. The latest version of the amendment offers gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender individuals legal protections against discrimination in employment, housing, finances, and public accommodations. It offers some exemptions to home-based businesses of 4 or fewer employees, as well as hiring procedures for religious organizations or groups like the Boy Scouts. It does not infringe upon employers' rights to establish dress codes, nor does it permit transgender males in women's bathrooms. Those against the amendment, like Patricia Anker of Concerned Women for America of Alaska, describe the proposal as bestowing special rights for gays and lesbians.
The term sexual orientation does not define a true minority as defined by the Supreme Court. There are no immutable characteristics like skin color, no economic deprivation, no suffering from a long history of discrimination, and no political powerlessness as evidenced by this assembly today.
Ken Rosentrater said gays and lesbians already are protected, just not specifically.
The opening line in this ordinance says the public policy of the municipality is declared to be equal opportunity for all persons. I don't know, maybe we tend to overcomplicate things a little bit. Who does that leave out, just as it stands?
Rosentrater described the proposed amendment as social engineering and an invitation to lawsuits. Others against the proposal depicted it as an infringement of religious rights. Dave Bronson of the Alaska Family Council said homosexuality arose from a choice, not genetics, and therefore should not be included in the municipality's anti-discrimination chapter. Stacey McAvey, along with others backing the amendment, disputed the choice, not genetics contention.
I've lost many friends when I came out. I've lost my dad because I came out. Why in the world would I have chosen this? Can anybody answer me? I'm in the process of losing my kids because I'm gay. My ex continually tells them I'm going to hell.
Jackie Buckley described being forced to leave her job and apartment after she appeared in the local media advocating for gay rights, as well as other incidents as recently as in 2004. She also said gays and lesbians had historically experienced similar situations to the other groups included in the municipality's anti-discrimination list.
Crosses have been burned on lawns up here in Alaska. I climbed out of a club window back in Boston because the police raided in the front door. There were police raids back in those days. In 1998, as we fast forward, Matthew Shepard was left hanging on a fence. There is still no hate crime legislation in Wyoming.
At the meeting's end, Osiander said she intended to continue to let everyone speak from a list that now numbers over 300. But some members on the assembly worry that procedure invites a stalling tactic by those opposed to the amendment. The public hearing resumes on June 16th. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.